I notice meetings feel different now. Less about how, more about whether. The shift is subtle but structural. For decades, the hard part was building things. Now the hard part is deciding what to build. Execution used to slow things down. That friction forced alignment. People argued early because they had to. Implementation required coordination, resources, approval, and time. The gap between conception and reality created natural filtering. Now work moves before agreement. Decisions trail the output. AI has collapsed the cost and time of implementation. Drafts appear, code generates, campaigns launch, all before coffee. The time between idea and artifact has moved from weeks to seconds. There is no queue. There is no waiting. There is immediate output. Every whim can be implemented. Every hypothesis can be tested. Every variation can be produced. This is not an improvement of the old system. It is a different system entirely. The constraint that shaped professional identity has reversed. Organizations built around the scarcity of execution must now operate in a world where execution is abundant and judgment is scarce. The bottleneck has shifted from execution capacity to decision quality. What matters now is not whether something can be built. What matters is whether it should be. The old equilibrium, execution as the limiting factor ad. Ideas were abundant because they cost nothing to generate. Anyone could propose, anyone could suggest. The currency was cheap, implementation was expensive. That created a natural order. Execution required coordination, resources, approval, and time. You needed teams, you needed budget, you needed stakeholders to align. The process took weeks or months. The gap between conception and reality was structural, not accidental. Professionals learned to wait. Ideas sat in backlogs, proposals, and strategic plans. The role of the ideas person was tolerated because ideas alone changed nothing. Suggestion without implementation was harmless. Execution determined value. Ideas were inputs, not outcomes. Organizations optimized for throughput, not discernment. The question was always, how do we get more done? How do we move faster? How do we clear the backlog? Speed meant execution speed. Delivery meant shipping. Progress meant completing tasks. The professional self adapted to this reality. Patience became a virtue. Influence meant getting your idea into the queue. Success meant moving from proposal to project. The system rewarded those who could navigate process, secure resources, and coordinate teams. The bottleneck shaped identity. People became what the constraint required. Authority lived in gatekeeping. Those who controlled resources controlled outcomes. Decision rights belonged to those who managed execution. The flaw was obvious but stable. Power sat with builders and budget holders. That made sense when building was hard. The new condition. Execution is no longer the constraint. I see work appealingly formed now. Drafts, code, campaigns, all instantaneous. AI compresses steps. Writing skips outlining. Prototypes skip teams. Analysis skips weeks. The middle disappears. AI can draft documents, generate code, design interfaces, and produce analysis in minutes. The time between idea and artifact has collapsed. What once required a team now requires a prompt. What once took a sprint now takes a session. The system no longer filters by feasibility. It filters by nothing. What was once structurally impossible is now trivially easy. Every idea can be tested, every option can be prototyped, every variation can be produced. The constraint is no longer whether something can be built. The constraint is whether it should be. The flaw is assuming the workflow still protects you. It does not. Speed bypasses reflection. The old process created space for second thoughts. Time forced reconsideration. Delay enabled course correction. Now work moves before agreement. Artifacts exist before decisions solidify. The deeper pattern is acceleration without recalibration. Tools changed faster than habits. Organizations still operate as if execution is slow. They schedule reviews for work that is already done. They request approvals for outputs that are already live. Authority did not move when speed did. There is no queue. There is no waiting. There is immediate output. The system can process unlimited ideas. The organization cannot. What used to be constrained by capacity is now constrained by nothing. The result is not productivity. The result is chaos. The inversion. Ideas are now expensive. When every idea can be executed, the cost of a bad idea rises dramatically. Poor judgment produces real artifacts, real deployments, real consequences. The organization must now manage the output of unfiltered ideation. Output is everywhere. Sense is not. When everyone can produce, value shifts to choosing. What matters, what aligns, what endures. Few people are trained for that. Volume does not equal value. More output often means more waste. I notice idea lists getting longer, outcomes do not. AI floods the room with plausible options. Each one looks cheap. Each one asks for attention. The flaw is believing more ideas equal more innovation. They do not. They dilute focus. The ability to implement does not confer the ability to decide. Speed creates artifacts, not wisdom. The system generates possibilities faster than humans can evaluate them. Every suggestion becomes a candidate. Every candidate demands consideration. The cost is attention, time, and coherence. Ideas are expensive because they consume attention, create obligations, and generate downstream work. An implemented idea is not free. It requires maintenance. It requires support. It requires integration. It creates dependencies. It shapes what comes next. A bad idea, once built, becomes technical debt and organizational drag. The deeper pattern is a missing filter. No shared standard for what earns commitment. Organizations lack criteria for what deserves attention. They lack discipline for what should proceed. They lack courage to say no. The result is proliferation without purpose. Discernment becomes the scarce resource. Judgment becomes the bottleneck. The work is no longer getting ideas implemented. The work is deciding which ideas to implement. That requires context, consequence, and accountability. It requires understanding what you are trying to accomplish before you can evaluate what to build. What this exposes about professional identity: everyone has ideas now. That was the reveal. AI generates concepts endlessly. So ideation alone stops being special. The ideas person was never the source of value. The bottleneck made them seem valuable. When execution was scarce, any idea looked impressive because few would be built. The filter protected the reputation. Now there is no filter. Every idea can be tested. The quality becomes visible immediately. Execution skill masked the absence of judgment. Process discipline hid the lack of discernment. Many professionals defined themselves by their position in the execution pipeline. They were the person who wrote the brief. They were the person who managed the project. They were the person who coordinated the team. Those roles mattered when execution was hard. AI removes the pipeline. It exposes what was always true. Generating ideas is not hard. Deciding which ideas matter is hard. The flaw is mistaking suggestion for leadership. Ideas without ownership carry no risk. Anyone can propose. Few can commit. The professional self must now carry the weight of its own judgment. There is no structure to defer to. There is no process to hide behind. Responsibility cannot be outsourced to the system. You cannot point to the tool, or the model, or the method. You chose. It feels heavier than process, because it is. Someone always owns the call. The deeper pattern is maturity. Judgment shapes identity because it reveals values. What you choose shows what you believe. What you reject shows what you protect. The work of deciding is the work of becoming. The rule is simple. Only decide what you are willing to defend later. If you cannot explain the choice, do not make it. If you cannot live with the outcome, do not proceed. Judgment is not intuition. It is a practiced skill. It requires context. It requires courage. It requires accountability. The new discipline: deciding what to build. The work is no longer getting ideas implemented. The work is deciding which ideas to implement. That sounds simple. It is not. Judgment requires context, consequence, and accountability. You must understand what you are trying to accomplish. You must know what success looks like. You must be willing to own the result. Speed of execution does not reduce the need for clarity. It increases it. The ability to test everything does not mean you should test everything. Treat speed as a risk factor, not a win. Fast execution creates fast consequences. A bad decision implemented quickly is worse than a bad decision delayed. At least delay creates time to reconsider. Discernment is not intuition. It is a practiced skill. You learn it by making choices and living with them. You learn it by seeing what works and what fails. You learn it by understanding cause and effect. Manual fluency is still required. You cannot responsibly automate what you do not understand. I notice people skipping understanding. They trust the output. AI handles execution, but only if you know what good looks like. Manual fluency teaches that. The flaw is over-delegating thinking to tools. You need first-hand knowledge to judge machine work. Automate late. Learn early. Measurement must precede meaning. You must know what you are measuring before you can judge quality. Without criteria, you cannot evaluate. Without standards, you cannot decide. The rule is this: decide the criteria before you invite ideas. Documentation becomes critical. Things move too fast to remember, and too fast to argue later. AI creates artifacts instantly. Without records, no one knows why a choice was made. The flaw is treating documentation as overhead. It is memory. Speed erases intent unless it is captured. Write down decisions, not just results. What organizations must do differently? Organizations cannot simply increase output and call it progress. The goal is not to implement more ideas. The goal is to implement the right ideas. Structures that optimized for execution throughput will fail in this environment. I see titles lag reality. Power sits in the wrong places. Those closest to execution now shape outcomes fastest. Yet approval lives far away. The flaw is central control in a decentralized speed environment. Risk without authority creates paralysis. Authority and ownership must be realigned. The person who can implement is not always the person who should decide. Give decision rights to those who feel the consequences. The rule is practical. Put judgment closer to action or chaos fills the gap. Documentation becomes more important, not less. Decisions must be preserved, not just outputs. Organizations need memory. They need to know why choices were made. They need to trace logic. They need to learn from outcomes. Without documentation, speed creates amnesia. Templates and frameworks externalize judgment. They make decision-making repeatable. They capture criteria. They preserve thinking. They reduce variance. A good template is a form of leadership. It guides without gatekeeping. It structures without constraining. Coordination matters more than speed. Alignment matters more than volume. Fast execution without shared understanding creates rework. It creates conflict. It creates waste. Slow down decisions so execution can stay fast. The rule is counterintuitive but essential. The organization must build capacity for discernment, not just capacity for production. Training more tools will not help. Training judgment might. Create forums where decisions are examined. Reward clarity over speed. Teach people how to frame choices. The deeper pattern is cultural. Discernment grows where reflection is safe. Promote people who can say no and mean it. The ability to decline is now more valuable than the ability to deliver. Saying no protects focus. It preserves resources. It maintains coherence. Organizations drown in their own productivity when they cannot filter. The skill that matters most is knowing what not to build. Conclusion: the constraint has reversed. Execution is cheap. Judgment is expensive. This is not a temporary disruption. It is a permanent shift. The professional self that was shaped by the old constraint must adapt. The work is no longer waiting for ideas to be processed. The work is deciding what to process. AI makes the work of judgment unavoidable. You cannot defer to the system. You cannot hide behind process. You cannot wait for someone else to decide. Organizations that optimize for output will drown in their own productivity. Volume without discernment is waste. Speed without judgment is chaos. The ability to build everything means nothing if you build the wrong things. The question is not whether you can build it. The question is whether you should. That question requires context. It requires values. It requires courage. It requires a human being willing to own the answer. Discernment is the skill that matters now. It cannot be automated. It cannot be outsourced. It must be practiced, developed, and protected. The organizations that survive this shift will be those that learn to value judgment over throughput. They will reward restraint over activity. They will promote clarity over speed. The deeper truth is this: AI did not create this problem. It exposed it. The work of deciding was always the work that mattered. We just built systems that let us avoid it. Now we cannot. The constraint has moved. The work has changed. The question is whether we will change with it.